you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Yo, Django, where the pan bridging? I'm going to ask you on the corner from Adia.
You know, say a school me I go right now, brother. Yeah, man, Trenchtown Polytechnic College. You can check it out, you know.
What? After me no brains box like you. Me never get my subject them, you know, you know that.
No, man, still check them out, man. Them have all different type of courses. And you might can't even find something to do with mechanic work. Remember, someone like you can't fix car with your eye closed, you know.
Alright, well, me follow you go down to go see where the man fell for.
On this week's edition of Career Talk, the offerings of the Trenchtown Polytechnic College. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Technical vocational training is geared towards those who are good with their hands, but may not necessarily excel at academics. The Trenchtown Polytechnic College TTPC is geared at meeting the demand for technical training. TTPC came about in 2015 after Trenchtown High was converted to a polytechnic college.
The courses we offer are market-driven, and we rely on industry to tell us what is in demand, and then we train accordingly. Our graduates must not only be market-ready, they must find and or create their own employment. And so every program has entrepreneurship built in it here at the Polytechnic.
Principal of the TTPC, Dosset Edwards Watson. The Polytechnic College started classes on October 5, 2015 and offers pre-college programs through partnerships with the HeartTrust NTA, Caribbean Maritime Institute CMI, and the Jamaican German Automotive School JAGAS.
We offer the NVQs, that is the technical vocational areas, for example, data operation, customer service, maritime studies, port operation and logistics, auto body repairs. The students will take those along with some CSEC subjects. As well, they do career and personal development, entrepreneurship. All students do that, and they do information technology.
After students complete and pass the academic subjects, they will complete the rest of the program.
Say, for example, they started the auto body repairs, they follow an engineering track. So they will do, for example, mechanical or electrical engineering. They may move on to doing welding. So by the time they are done, they will have a number of skill sets that they could benefit from.
Mrs. Watson says students are exposed to several skill areas to make them more marketable.
One of the thinking behind all of this is companies are no longer able to employ seven persons to do seven different tasks. So essentially, they are going to be taught a number of skill sets. So when the company employs this one person, they're able to offer many areas, and so they become valuable to the organization. We want to ensure that our students are ready. Once they hit the workplace, they are ready. Quite often you hear employers talk about workers coming in and they're not ready. They're not familiar with the modern day tools and equipment and the methodologies of doing things. But we want to change that at the Polytechnic. So what we are intending to do too is to offer bespoke programs. So if a company needs a particular set of workers to be trained in a particular skill area and so on, we will go and assess those needs and then try to provide the course and the training and the programs and the personnel.
Principal of the Trenchtown Polytechnic College, Dosset Edwards Watson. The school is a member of the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica and offers degree programs. These include social work, hospitality and tourism, geriatric care, international shipping and logistics, and engineering maintenance technology. For more information about Trenchtown Polytechnic College, call 922-7478 or 967-5606. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.